Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is July 5th, Thursday. It's the day after 4th of July. So I hope everyone had a good 4th of July and, you know, didn't eat too many hamburgers and hot dogs and apple pie. So today we're reading from a book that I got in our conference, in the Congress, the third annual Congress in Miami, Florida, and it's called the Magnificat. And today's reading is from Matthew 9:1-8, and today's meditation is Rise and Walk. This gospel reading is a parallel of what happened to Jesus, actually, when he was in his hometown, and the people brought this paralyzed gentleman on a stretcher. And before he cured the man, some scribes were there and thinking, well, you know, first he said, your sins are forgiven, my son. And then the scribes said, well, how could a man forgive sins? Only God forgives sins. So then Jesus stated, well, he let the man, he not only forgave his sins, but he let him walk, rise and walk. So he gave them specifically which is stronger, forgiving one's sins or curing a paralyzed man or physical ailment. So I guess in this state, it's more difficult to forgive sins, or is it more difficult to cure the sick? And so let's just do the reading. So it's 9:1-8. After entering a boat, Jesus made the crossing and came into his own town. And there the people brought him a paralytic lying on a stretcher. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, courage, child, your sins are forgiven. At the same time, some of the scribes said to themselves, this man is blaspheming. Jesus knew what they were thinking and said, why do you harbor evil thoughts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? But you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth and to forgive sins. He turned and said to the paralytic, rise and pick up your stretcher and go home. He rose and went home. When the crowd saw this, it was struck with awe and glorified God that had given such authority to man. And in today's meditation of the day, it says, rise and walk. Christ himself was in motion. He was not at home anywhere on earth. He was wandering rabbi without a home, without a den of the foxes or a nest of the birds, without a cushion to rest his head, without even the prospect of returning to his home, nor was there food of the solid, a true system. But he will be the father on each instance. He walked the light of just the will, just as those who imitate him are to walk after him. They may not walk to darkness, they are to walk in faith, Corinthians 5:7. Walk in the spirit, Romans 8:4. Walk in the day, John 11:9. Walk in love. Walk in Jesus, Corinthians 2:6. Thus, they walked worthy of God, Corinthians 1:10. There exists no other form of abiding here that they were walking. Anyone who says he abides in him must himself walk and way that he walks, 1 John 2:6. Walking is a fundamental category of the Bible, and Christians experience, apart from walking, there is no certainty, no grasping of the truth, no standing fast. Christ himself fulfilled the Old Testament attitudes of walking before God. He does this with all mobility and flexibility of life that expressed this attitude.